Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
We're back. It's 34. 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're going to be glad you stayed with me because we got Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. One of the smartest guys I know when it comes to helping people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace, grow our business in ways that make sense, and how to actually, as he says in his book, Creating and Dominating New Markets, how to actually do that. And a part of that, of course, is making sure that that you've got the right brand strategy. And so we're going to talk about these things with our good friend Peter Meyer. He's also the author of Warp Speed Growth. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, and thank you very much for having me here.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Pleasure.
Peter, one of the things I want to talk about first is something that happened this last week. Did you see Almagri, the Pan Am 103 bomber, terrorist, murderer, that he was released by Scotland?
I saw that he was released, yes.
Did you notice anything as he was walking, as he was doing the what I call the perp walk in toward the airplane, in the newsreels and all the photos? Did you see anything interesting about that whole, about his countenance, about his appearance in those photographs, in those videos? Did you notice anything?
Well, there was a lot to notice, and one of the things that you were so correct to point out is that he was wearing a U.S.-based brand in a very visible place.
An international brand.
Yes.
Nike is U.S.-based, but it's an international brand. On a snow-white cap was a very visible black Nike swoosh.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about that, and I thought, how unfortunate for Nike. They didn't do anything wrong. They didn't do anything to be associated with this guy. Somebody just grabbed a cap and put it on his head because he was trying to cover himself up. He tried to cover his face up, but they put the cap on his head, I guess, maybe as part for part of that. But, you know, I got to thinking, brands have their two edges to the brand sword.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'd never thought about that really that much before I saw that, and I said, this is something that we need to point out and talk about. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right, and I think it is a long-term, very common question that comes up not just for international terrorism, but also for the discussion for businesses in the community. Our brands get used in all these ways we had no idea would
mm-hmm.
happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, are we ready for that, and do we know what to do?
Well, see, in my opinion, this is a topic that I've been trying to focus on lately, and I'm going to be focusing more on, and that's this concept of brand equity.
Mm.
You know, your brand has a balance, is like a balance sheet. It's got assets and liabilities. And hopefully you've done enough good things with your brand, with your products, with the service, with the values that people feel that you have as a company, in a local market or an international company like Nike. Hopefully you've got enough assets to overcome the liabilities so that you actually have brand equity, a positive balance at the bottom, so to speak. And of course, balance sheets are always balance out, but the next to last line is the equity line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you have something left over because you've done more good than bad. And that's the only thing, in my opinion, Peter, that Nike could do to overcome. And I'm not saying that people are going to hold that against Nike. It's just unfortunate, wasn't it, that's what happened.
And it's a great opportunity for Nike to do some more good stuff if they want to try and offset the image, the problem that was created. And they have that opportunity now.
Mm-hmm.
They can say, okay, we're not going to discuss terrorism because there's no
right.
winning for them.
No
there.
Connection to that.
Right. Instead, they can discuss things they're doing in the community to try and improve the way that they will appear to the end user. They can talk more about green. They can talk mm-hmm. more about contributions to anti-AIDS charities if they want to. There's a lot of stuff they can and should do to leverage that.
When they can to leverage it and to build their brand assets.
Exactly.
To overcome any negatives they might have gotten from that, just subliminally. But when I saw that swoosh on that guy's head, Peter, I said, this is going to be new business for some PR firm. What do you think?
And if their PR firm is on the job, and I assume that their PR firm is doing a good job, they already have a plan in place for this.
Yeah.
And that's something we can all do. We can all have a plan in place for the emergency or urgency that occurs when our brand, our name, our image, the way people perceive us is accidentally abused.
Think about that, folks. You not only have a brand, as Peter has helped us understand in the past, but you have the concept of a balance sheet out there. So do you have a brand equity, or are you negative in the equity area? 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
We're back at 17 till. That's the song we all sing, isn't it, small business owners? We need money. We need sales. We need to grow our businesses. We need to make sure that we get our share of what's out there. Maybe even, if somebody else is not watching, maybe even a little more than our share, right? Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff there to help you with your small business. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Peter Meyer is our guest, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Warp Speed Growth, the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets. We're talking in the previous segment, Peter, about brand equity and how to create that, how to create a positive perception in the marketplace of your brand, where the good outweighs the brand assets outweigh the brand liabilities, so that if you do have an unfortunate situation like what happened in Nike, that when somebody looks at that, I mean, when I looked at that, I didn't think, oh, Nike's up to it again, it's up to something again. I just thought how unfortunate, and I thought about all the positive things that I know about Nike. So I didn't have a negative opinion. I realized this was a sucker punch kind of thing for their brand. But if there are other brands that I don't feel so positively about, that even though they didn't have anything to do with what happened, this was the terrorist who was wearing the Nike cap, folks, even though they didn't have anything to do with this, it would subliminally, if nothing else, solidify my negative opinion about them, because they did not have brand equity with me.
And that's correct. And what Nike has done is something we can all do to help with our growth, especially it's useful right now, more than just a brand issue, in my mind. What they did is they set it up so that whenever something unexpected happened, their core values were very obvious. And this has helped them with you, and you give a great discussion of that. We get to do the same thing as often as we can, as often as we want to, with our own customer set. Establish our core values of perhaps delivering the best possible value or the best possible customer service, things that are not about the product we sell, but the product we are.
Mm-hmm.
Establish those core values and then find ways to explain them and show them as the economy changes. Because absolutely, where the economy is coming back in a different way than it was here before.
You said two things there that I want us to dwell on for a little bit. You used the word values. I'm so glad you did, because I've been talking about that a lot. I think values are the values of our companies, of our products, of the way we want to engage the marketplace, engage customers, engage our communities. Those values are going to be more important to our success in the future than our marketing effort, than our marketing strategies. And I'd like your thoughts on that. And the other one I want to talk about in a minute was what you said about how things are going to be different. But go ahead and talk to us some more about the values. This is very important, I think.
There are things that we sell, products, that you can buy pretty much anywhere. There's very little, almost nothing. And you've written about this.
Everything's a commodity.
Right. Almost nothing that any of us sell as a product that can't be bought somewhere else, often cheaper. However, what we are as individuals and then reflect through our businesses is unique, And that can be a strong differentiator in the marketplace. And there's no reason not to take advantage of that. So if I am able to tell people that I have a high set of values, I'm good to work with, I always deliver more than I promise, I always deliver good value for the investment of time and money, customers are going to want to take advantage of that, even as the product set changes, even as the economy changes.
Mm-hmm.
And as confusing as this is for us right now, trying to figure out what is going to be selling next year as the revenue streams increase, it's just as confusing for our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And they have really got a fundamental choice, just like you and I do as customers. When we look at our vendors, who we like to buy from, and things change, we want to stick with somebody who will give us good value, who we trust to give us good value for our time and our money.
Right.
Why shouldn't we be that kind of vendor?
But the values, though, that's, to me, value is also something that's almost a commodity. But how we behave and how people perceive us, to me, I actually had a values moment years ago when I was a consultant. I worked for two guys, two separate business owners who were best friends. And I'd been working for each one of them for around a year or so. With both of them, and they both knew that I was in the confidence business, that they knew that I would, they told me things in strict confidence. And neither one of them knew I was working with the other one, even though I knew they were best friends, until they told each other that they were working with me. And that meant something to them. That they both told me, that told them about my values.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of thing, folks, if you can get your customers, regardless of what you do in life, regardless of what you sell, if you can get your customers to feel that way about your values, that's, in my opinion, that's greater. That's going to be stronger in the future than a marketing campaign, Peter, in my opinion.
It is its own marketing campaign. It's viral marketing, what people mm-hmm. refer to as viral marketing, and it is so important to do that. So important to get people to buy from people. Well, they always will buy from people, but get them to buy from you because they trust you.
And that's what makes them come back. They buy from you one time, and then they decide they can trust you. They come back, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So the question is, what do you stand for in front of your customers, and can you tell them?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And can you back it up? Do you back it up?
Of course.
Do your actions back up your words? And in fact, you're better off to have more actions and less words when it comes to values. Tintil, right back with Peter Meyer. I want to get Peter to talk to us about a comment he made about what's going to be, it's going to be like in the future. Is it going to be a lot different? Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer. He's casting many words of wisdom before us, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of Warp Speed Growth, Creating and Dominating New Markets, two different books, among others. Peter, give us your website. Tell us how we can contact you.
Well, the easiest way is to go to the website for warpspeedgrowth.com. And my email address is there, or peter@meyergrp.com.
Right.
I'm very happy to answer emails, answer questions, and we have lots of free articles and stuff on the site. They're very good.
Lots of good stuff there, folks, and if you would like to engage Peter, you can find out how to do that there at warpspeedgrowth.com. Peter, let's talk about the comment that you made a minute ago about how things are going to be different in the future.
Well, I think the best way to look at this is that everything we've done in the past, every time we go through an economic cycle, we wind up with different products than we had before.
Mm-hmm.
We always think it'll be the same, but of course it never is. And so the question is, do we assume it'll be different or the same coming through this cycle? Things are definitely improving. We're going to have different opportunities, different enough opportunities that we should plan on it being different in the details.
Mm-hmm.
But the same in the fundamentals. And the fundamentals are the same things we talked about before the break. What do we look like to our customers as a set of values? And do we deliver on them?
Do you think customers are going to behave differently let's say in 2010. See, I've been saying 2009 is a placeholder year between the way we used to do business and the way we used to do business. I think 2009 is a standalone year. I don't think we can. We're learning things in 2009, but I think 2010 and forward is going to have its own set of rules. And do you think customers are going to behave differently?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They'll behave differently in small ways that seem big at the time. Just like you and I will buy different things next year than we would have otherwise. We might buy a different car than we would have 2 years ago. We might buy a different whatever, a computer system than we would have 2 years ago. But the values of how we buy will not have changed. So the critically important things are not products or the way the economy works today. The critically important things are how we move ourselves forward for our customers and whether we're able to be flexible enough to see the revenue stream move to a different location and go step in that stream and get soaked with revenue when it starts to come. And it's coming now.
So what do you think about getting started right now thinking about growing in the future? I mean, even though the recession technically they're saying is over, it still feels like a recession to a lot of people, but there are things happening right now, aren't there?
There absolutely are. Revenues are flowing in lots of places, and whether you like the stimulus plan or not, the money is still coming. There are people investing things in ways that didn't happen ever before and may never happen again, but that money is coming. The question is, do we watch it, or do we step into the flow of the revenue and take advantage of it?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I've been telling my audience to operate for survival in 2009 while you're simultaneously planning for success, which is, you know, keeping your hand on the cash, but also keeping your eye on the opportunity.
Yes, that makes perfect sense. And I think it's very appropriate to keep that opportunity not just viewed as what it was last time we had a recession recovery, but it's going to be different this time. And look for how it'll be different, and look for what questions your customers are asking.
You got any thoughts on how it's going to be different?
I know. If I did, I would be...
You wouldn't be talking to me, would you? You'd be clipping the coupon. Well, here are some things I think are going to be different. I think customers are going to be less... You're going to be able to manipulate customers less than you ever did before. I think customers are realizing now that they are more in control of this relationship than ever before, and they like that control, and they're going to demand more of it. What do you think?
I think that's true, and I think the customer participation model that we're seeing grow and grow and grow, and you write about it in terms of the social networks, will continue to expand. That makes perfect sense to me. But I think that there's an advantage there for us. We can now more than ever go to our customers as things change and say, what is it you're not getting?
Right.
And let them tell us where they want to spend money.
That's going to be, for the companies that who do that, that's going to be a major competitive advantage, isn't it, to be able to find out what the customers want in that close of a conversation.
I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah, I think that's the big one of the big lessons, folks, that we've learned from Peter's visit with us today. Hey, Peter, warpspeedgrowth.com, right?
Yes.
Check it out, folks, when you get a chance. The book is called Warp Speed Growth, also Creating and Dominating New Markets. I recommend both of them. I wouldn't want to be without my two copies. Thanks, Peter, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that never be afraid to try something new. Remember, amateurs built the ark. Professionals built the Titanic.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.